Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my girl parked in a club in the glow of the moonlight. Making love on my pontoon boat on a Carolina Saturday night.
Good morning, happy Friday to you. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. It's time to set sail on this episode of Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jenna. Good morning, Pensacola. I like that intro. Set sail.
I'm ready to set sail.
He set sail me too sometimes.
It's so nice out.
Where are you going to go?
Let's go. I'm ready.
You're ready.
Anywhere out on the water at this point, because it's such a beautiful day, and it looks like we're going to get some rain tomorrow, so it would be nice to be out on the boat today.
It would be, but, you know, that rain will get past, and it should be end up not nice, pretty nice weekend, so get out there on the water and enjoy your boat, that's for sure. The weather's, even when it cools off, people use their boat, so that's a good thing, especially in our area. It's pretty much 24/7 year-round boating down here in the Panhandle, that's for sure.
It is. So, yes, that's the beauty of living here.
That's right. That's right. And there's some beautiful waters around here. I was thinking that the other day. I was driving somewhere, and I was just thinking how much water we have in our area. You really don't realize it with all the little lakes and rivers and bayous and Gulf of Mexico, of course, and you know, the intercoastal and all that. We have a lot of water around us, and no reason not to have a boat, that is for sure.
Right.
So
exactly.
Get your boat and go boating and listen to Boat Smart. That's what you're doing today, listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. You can call or text that number. You may have a question about your boat. Maybe you have a problem with your boat and you may want me to try to work you through that problem. I'm more than happy to do that. Maybe you have a question about my class over at Georgetown Technical College, the Marine Service class. I'm more than happy to answer questions about that. Our sponsor is Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number for them, 850-492-0487, 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Power Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. You can also check them out on Facebook. They have specials running on the Facebook page, as well as consignment sales and things like that. So check them out on Facebook. I want to go ahead and mention their special that they are running from November 1st. It's coming up November 1st. And I remember last week I tried to get everybody to remember this date. So you got to remember this date, November 1st. All customers will receive 25% off of labor from November 1st until January 31st of 2022. That is a great deal. Wow. To get some service done on your boat.
Yes,
25%
absolutely.
Off of labor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is a good deal. So Key Marine also has a few motors for sale. They the Mercury's in stock. It's hard to find motors right now, especially foreign motors. Motors are coming out from other countries. But they do have some Mercury's in stock. They have a 5-horsepower, a 90-horsepower, and a 150. That's from last week. I reached out to them this morning to see what their inventory is like. I did not get a reply back from them yet. But if I get one while I'm on the air, I will let everybody know. But right now they have a 5-horsepower, a 90, and a 150 Mercury in stock that they're trying to get out of that warehouse so you guys can enjoy those motors, and then they can restock that warehouse of their Mercury and Yamaha engines. So check them out. I am the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgetownCollege.edu is the website. Go to that website, check out that chat feature. I was speaking with some people up in the hallway. Every time I walk through the hall up in the main administration area, if I see people in the hallway, I always, of course, say hello to them and greet them and always ask them if they need anything. And the person said, man, I'm trying to get a hold of this place on the phone and I just can't do it. And that And I said, yeah, it's kind of tough to get them on the phone for some reason. But last week, they're doing some remodeling. So many of our counselors were out of their offices for like 3 or 4 days and didn't have access to phones. So the georgestonecollege.edu website is the best place to go. Check out that chat feature. Mr. Wiggins will forward that information to an instructor or to maybe the counselors or VA or somebody, and they will get back to you pretty quick. I know I do. As soon as they send me that email, I'll get back to the people that are asking questions, and I'm more than happy to do that if you go to that chat feature at georgestonecollege.edu. You can try to call them 850-941-6200. I hate to say that, Jenna, because, you know, you know how you want to call somebody and you get an answer, right, on the phone?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't know why, but ever since I've been there, it's always been an issue. I can't even call up and get anybody on the phone, it seems like. I know that's bad, but it's probably bad advertising.
It happens. It happens.
It happens, you know. But maybe it's just because we're so busy, you know, trying to put people to work. That's what we're doing. They do have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available. So check them out. They're more than happy to help you out with that as well. So, you know, we've been doing Student of the Week, so I'm going to mention my student of the week right off the bat and talk a little bit about him. And his name is Eric. And Eric is actually one of my brand new students that's only been in there a few weeks. And I want to just kind of talk a little bit about Eric and tell you why I picked him as student of the week. When Eric is fresh out of high school, okay, and that's what we're looking for in our industry. We want young people coming out of high school, you know, younger people maybe looking for a different career or something like that. And Eric is just fresh out of high school. And I've had several students fresh out of high school. But this is like, and I've had students that are in high school that come through my dual enrolled. So when Eric came into my class, I had to start working with Eric a little bit because he still had high school tendencies. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that and how what that means in my perspective. So I do have a question here. It says, how much does the Marine program cost at Georgetown, and how long does it take to complete it? That's a great question. Our program is actually, if you look at the program as a whole, by the time you buy tools and everything, the kind of the you know, the bare minimum tools that you'll have to buy, the books and things like that, the tuition, you're looking in a ballpark of around $5,500 to $6,200, somewhere in that ballpark, to go to school there. The program is actually 1,350 hours, but I can have people go to work under my co-op program at 750 plus hours. So once they get 750 hours or more, they can be eligible for co-op. So they can actually go to work halfway through the program. And that really works great for us. So if you want to equate that to a time frame, the program, I would say, I've had students complete it in a year, but I would say a year and about 3 months, you can complete that, my entire program, with every certificate. So it is self-paced. Some people complete it quicker than others. Mm-hmm. Some people take longer than others, but about a year and 3 months. And you can't get a better deal than that as for an education. When with VA and Pell Grants, it can be absolutely free, and you can put some money in your pocket for tools and stuff like that. So when you hear the word free, a lot of times people kind of, you know, ooh, free, you know. I like that free part, because if you take advantage of the Pell Grant or the VA grant, the VA benefits, and you actually really take advantage of it and you go in and you want to learn, it benefits everybody because you're able to go to work and become a productive person in our community. And so I think it's great if you come in there and you take advantage of that. So Pell Grants and that are available to you. You can go in onto our website, and they talk about that. You have to fill out a FAFSA form. Mm-hmm. There are links on our website to that. And see what it looks like as far as coming to school, maybe on a grant of some type. And listen, I've got students that come into my classroom that are self-pay. And I like to ask my students, hey, are you here on a Pell Grant? Are you here on VA benefits or whatever? And sometimes I'll get a student and say, no, I'm self-pay. I don't think I'm going to qualify, or maybe I didn't qualify for a Pell Grant or something. And I always recommend they go up and talk to our financial aid office to try to get that, see if they can make that work for them, because it benefits the student. And where it also benefits the student is if they're a VA student or a Pell student, they can actually, once they go to work on our co-op program, they still can, they still are under the umbrella of the school. They're still enrolled in school, so they continue to get the Pell Grant money while they're working. So it will supplement their income a little bit. Let's say they go in as an entry level. And of course, now, you know, my pay scales have gone up tremendously, so in the past few years. So that's really good news for the marine industry. But it does help to supplement that entry-level pay scale that students have when they go into the industry, and helps them to buy tools and things like that. So that's a great thing to do, is get in there and check out a check it out for a Pell or a VA grant, and get into school and maybe do it for little or nothing. So great question. I appreciate that. I hope that answers your question. And thank you for listening to Boat Smart for sure. So going back to Eric in high school type situation, Jenna, and there was one problem I had immediately. And can you guess what it might be with Eric?
Was it his schedule or no?
No, it was his cell phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep, I forgot that's a huge phone problem with people in general these days. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, in my classroom, we use our cell phones and stuff because we have technology on our cell phones. We can scan motors and things like that. But I want my students to be responsible, right?
Right.
So the first few days or so, week and a half, I was having issues with cell phones with him. So, you know, you wonder, how do you handle these situations and things like that? So I talked to him. I said, look, you can't be on your cell phone and all that. And you know, so I'm going to take it away from you, put it on my desk or something, you know, try to break him of it. And he came in the next one day and he said, you want me to put my cell phone on your desk, Mr. Schmidt? And I said, no, I don't want you to put your cell phone on my desk. I want you to be, what was the words I told him? Responsible. I said, I want you to be a responsible adult, right?
Yeah.
That's what I told him.
Of course.
Want you to be a responsible adult. And believe it or not, he literally started, you know, not using a cell phone in the wrong way. And now Eric is actually my shop boss. We gave him some responsibility. We turned him into our shop boss, and he's doing a great job. Fresh out of high school, he gets to make sure my students are doing what they need to do in the class. And so we gave him some responsibility. He got off that phone, and he is doing really great now and starting to really fit in and learn. And that's what we try to do. We try to get people adjusted to the class. And then sometimes the younger kids, I guess you call him a kid, he's out of high school, you know, young people, young men, young women coming into my class, you kind of have to transition them away from the technology that they use all the time to communicate, you know, and get them into a learning type atmosphere. I guess a lot of times in high school, they don't really do a lot of, hey, don't be on that cell phone kind of stuff. Maybe they do. I don't know. But that's what I see there. So, you know what I'm talking about, Jenna, with that? It's just trying to break them of that. And once you do that and make them understand, hey, this is important, what you're learning, and then we see him starting to excel in class and doing a real good job. So student of the week is Eric. Thank you so much for your hard work. And I think he's going to have a bright future in our industry. And we're going to put him to work somewhere down the road within that time frame that we have at Georgetown. We'll get him working in the marine industry somewhere, that's for sure. So anyway, it's been a fun week with all my students. We only had 3 days this week. We had a planning day on Monday, so I didn't have any students on Monday, and I wasn't there on Monday either. I actually took the day off and went motorcycle riding up in the near the Smoky Mountains, and just took the whole weekend off and went riding and enjoyed my time there. And when I got back, my students were like, you're not going to start taking every Monday off, are you? So it's a running joke now. I'm like, I'm taking Monday off. And they're like, no, don't do that. And because I've taken a couple off here, you know, for different reasons. And I normally don't do that. So, yeah, I'm not going to be taking any more days off. We're fixing to get into our kind of weird type of the timing of the year. Here we are. It's October. Can you believe that already?
Well, I love October. It's my favorite month.
Are you a Halloween person? You like the spookiness of October and things like that?
Not really the spookiness. I just like the change of the season. And, you know, I have kids, so they like to dress up and get candy. But no, nothing scary. I don't like scary. We have enough fear in this world. We don't need to do it to ourselves on purpose.
Yeah, I kind of like the Halloween thing a little bit.
What? Actually, Stephen, I saw a really cool boat one year. I want to say it was at the Palafox Pier. Mm-hmm. And they had the whole entire thing decorated for Halloween. And it was cool. Like, I can appreciate it. I just don't do it at my own home. You know what I mean? And I thought it was super cool to see the boat all decked out with, like, cobwebs and skeletons and ghosts and things.
It wasn't a sailboat, was it?
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
You know, there's some sailboats around I see that kind of keep them kind of looking like that all year round. So it may be that one, you know.
Just to keep people away, like, watch out.
So that is cool to see that stuff on those boats and things like that. So next week, let me tell you what I got going on next week. On Monday, I have a school in our area visiting my program on Monday. They're bringing an administrator over from the school, an administrator, and a couple teachers from another school somewhere close to us to look at my program to see what we're doing over there, trying to make their program better. And so they called me wanting to come visit me and look at my what I do, my stations and the things like that. And somebody said, do you worry about other schools coming in? And I said, I'm not going to give them all my secrets. I'm more than happy to help them out a little bit. But I don't mind this because the industry needs so many different locations to train train in different locations and things like that. And we're actually putting a lot of students to work in that area where this school is. So I know there's a need down there in their area. They do have a program that's running, but it's not running as well as they want it to. So they're coming over to learn and to look at what I do to maybe help them to make their program better and to see what kind of tips I can have for them. So that's interesting, and I'm kind of excited about them coming by and visiting. It's kind of nice to showcase what we do. It's nice for them to walk into my people to walk into my shop area and see that it's clean and organized, that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of excited about that. I also have a new business that I'm going to visit on Wednesday morning sometime. I think it's around 11:30. So Wednesday I'm going to visit it's not a new business to Pensacola. It's an older business to Pensacola, a marine business down at the Pensacola shipyard. They're looking for employees. So I'm going to go down there and talk to them about placing students in at their location. So I'll be doing that on Wednesday. So I'm going to be a little busy next week with some visits and things like that. So I'm excited about next week and getting out there and talking to people and doing that kind of stuff for the school. You remember a few weeks ago I said that Ian was one of my other students that got a co-op position over in the Gulf Shores area, and he came by last night to talk to my class. And Ian is doing great with his new job. He really loves it. He's learning a lot, and I'm telling you, it's just such good to hear these students that are coming back to my classroom to talk about their jobs and how they're doing in the jobs, and then giving my students tips to how and what to expect when they go out into the field. So Ian came by last night and spent the actual evening with us, went through our what did you learn with us and that kind of stuff. So that was pretty good too, and we really enjoyed the time that we spent with Ian last night talking to him about his new job over in Gulf Shores at that dealership. He's really having a great time over there. Again, this is a call-in show. You can call or text 850-437-1620. You can ask me a question. Maybe you have a comment. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe you have a question about my class or any class over at George Stone Technical College. I'm more than happy to try to talk to you about that, or at least I could guide you in the right direction for other classes over there as well. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. So we were talking last week about retention and trying to get information to the students. I'm going to try something new in my class. I'm not big on lecturing. I lecture in the beginning of my class when I have students in, when we discuss. I guess you call it lectures when you have a PowerPoint and you're discussing certain things like electrical systems, or maybe talk about precision measuring and torque wrenches and things like that. And those tend to be like a long type lecture. They last for anywhere from 3 to 5 hours, believe it or not. It goes that long, but it's an up and down thing where the students aren't actually just sitting in their seats for those long periods of time. I think that drives people to boredom if you got to sit in that seat for a long period of time. So I do some lecturing at the very beginning, my first 2 or 3 weeks for to the students that come in. I do lecture to those students. But as we transition from that classroom into the shop area, my lectures kind of go away a little bit because I don't have the new students, and I'm trying to get them the hands-on stuff, and they start studying in the books and things like that. But what I am going to start doing, because we were talking about retention and students remembering tasks and techniques and things like that, I'm going to try to implement a mini lecture series where I'm going to lecture for about 30 minutes once a week on my Thursdays when we do our What Did You Learn. That day is kind of a I like to call it an easy day for the students. I kind of let them on Thursday, they kind of I try to get them in the shop and things like that, not a lot of book work type stuff, but I'm going to add mini lectures to my classroom. And what I want my students to do is to actually give me suggestions on things that they would like to learn. So we're going to do that and start doing that probably in the 1st of November. I want to add that to my curriculum as far as the mini lectures. I've done all kinds of different things in my classroom. At one point in time, I used to have students come up and do presentations to the class. And students would do PowerPoints, and they'd pick a subject. It could be something like a bilge pump. It could be something like how to do a water pump service. So I used to have students actually do that, and I may go back to that some also. So we're just trying to get in there and get students to where they can get more information and hopefully retain that information. Even if they've heard it before, I want them to hear it again. So that's my plan for the next few months. I'm going to start implementing that process as well. I got another question here. It says, can you share more about engine height on a 20-foot V-hull? Okay, engine height. So this person is asking about the engine height on a 20-foot boat. And basically, that's more than likely that's going to be a single-engine boat. And engine height is critical, okay? Engine height on the boat, what they're talking about is where the boat, the engine is actually mounted to the back of the boat. How high do you mount that engine on the back of the boat? And basically, you want the cavitation plate. And then again, it depends on the hull design and things like that. Some engines can be elevated, so it's going to depend on the hull design as well. But on a general V-hull, you want the cavitation plate to be even width to an inch above the bottom of the boat. So that's where you want that cavitation plate, just an either even width or an inch above the bottom of the boat. So that's where you want that when you mount that boat, if it or that engine. If that's a factory setup, it should come from the factory correct, you know, when because the engine, the boat manufacturers do R&D on the boats, and they know where they want them. Some of them can be a little different, you know, coming from the factory. But a rule of thumb is cavitation plate even width to an inch above the bottom of the boat. So I hope that answered that question on that, because if I know we only got a few minutes left, so I'm going to kind of go ahead and continue with that. If you mount your engine too high, you take a chance of overheating the motor or creating cavitation where your prop's not in the water. Basically, it's pulling air from the surface and pulling air in, and you're not able to get the prop to bite. And then the other thing is, if it's mounted too low, it creates drag, and you're not able to get the engine to perform well. So that is a critical step, and you need to go make sure that it is installed correctly. So good question, and I appreciate that. We are right at the end of the show again, aren't we, Jenna? So we need to go ahead and thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road in Pensacola. The phone number, 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounted prices on Yamaha products and Mercury products. And make sure you jot this date down, November 1st. You will receive a 25% discount off of labor at Key Marine Center all the way up until January 31st of 2022. So that is a great deal. So take advantage of that. Call them. Tell them I sent you out there. And thank you all for listening this week.
Yes, thank you so much, Stefan. A happy Friday to you. Don't go anywhere. We've got some Frisky Friday-ing to do. But first, let's see what's coming up in the news with Mark Jacobs.